Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Get fired up for Spirit Fire Radio with your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer. Get ready to shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in these modern times. Bring purpose to your life through practical spirituality and add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Dorothy Riddle and Steve Kramer.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Spirit Fire Radio. A brand new show and a brand new month, which means a brand new topic. But before we get there, I'd love to say hi to my delightful co-host, Dr. Dorothy Riddle. Hello, Dorothy.
Hi there, Steve.
Great to be with you.
Glad to be with you.
Perfect. Well, Dorothy, a new month. We're going to talk about forgiveness for the entire month of November. It's such a big topic, in our lives, and I look forward to discussing ways that forgiveness is a tool that we use on the spiritual path. It's a tool. It's an aspect of life. It's an aspect of everyday life, and one that we have been hearing quite a bit about these days. It seems in the news there's a lot of mea culpa right out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had so many instances lately of people reporting abuse, particularly sexual abuse. And so with that often comes this talk of forgiveness, of apology. Does that lead to forgiveness? And I think we're going to see over the next several weeks that forgiveness is the pathway to forgiveness is often a path to self-healing, a path to survival. And although it can be really difficult sometimes, it is almost always transformative. And that idea of transformation is one that hits so close to home, you know, when we talk about spirituality, wouldn't you say, Dorothy?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think I'm really looking forward to our discussion, Steve, because I think that the whole concept of forgiveness has been it's been misunderstood. It's been twisted, you know, to mean that you that everything's okay, you know, that you and you're kind of a poor sport if you don't just say, "Oh, never mind, everything's just hunky dory."
Right,
and that's not really what we're talking about at all.
Indeed, and this idea of sort of pressuring someone to forgive because we've established that it's the right thing to do. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's a conundrum. That's a real conundrum because forgiveness essentially is something so internal. It really has to do with bringing clarity within our own system and our own relationship with another, but also with ourselves. And so there's going to be so much to talk about. I really look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Dorothy, do you have a quote? I know that you usually come prepared.
Yes.
Full quote.
I do. I do, Steve. I'd like to share one from Mahatma Gandhi. He said, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong," which I think is very telling in terms of the challenge that it presents to us in terms of what forgiveness really is. I'd also like to start us off with a couple of definitions, Steve, if I might.
Sure.
Just to get us thinking about things. So one definition is that forgiveness is the intentional, and, you know, I think we need to be very mindful of this aspect of intention, of consciousness, of deliberate. It's the intentional and voluntary process by which a person undergoes a change in feelings and attitudes regarding an offense. Now, notice that definition doesn't say anything about what we need to or have to do about the person who was the offender. It's about our own feeling about the offense.
And that actually brings to mind something you've often said about identifying, you know, the person for the circumstance. In other words, it's really about the offense itself, which is where one must start. It's not, can I forgive the person?
Mm-hmm.
But forgiving the offense, you've often used that mm-hmm. example of it is not the drunk driver, but the drunk driving.
Yes. Is the yes, issue. Absolutely. Absolutely. The issue of the person comes up when we're talking about someone that we're in an ongoing relationship with,
sure.
right? Then it becomes more challenging. But we can also think of forgiveness as letting go of emotions like vengefulness or the conscious, deliberate decision to release feelings of resentment or vengeance towards a person or group who have harmed us, regardless of whether or not they deserve it. So that's another, you know, one of the aspects I think that we'll be talking about or coming back to all month is recognizing that the process of forgiveness is an internal process. In other words, it's not that somebody external to us controls the process by changing their behavior. It's our process of how we feel about what happened to us.
Yes, and I really appreciate that you are saying the process of forgiveness and not just the act of forgiveness, because certainly
yes.
it is a process. And that's why
it can take. Yeah, you know, it takes time. It does yeah. take time. Yeah,
and we're definitely going to look at that, listeners. It's just these steps in forgiveness. What does it take to forgive another? But I almost caught you to talk a bit more about the Gandhi quote, but then I realized, oh, we're going to bring this up constantly, which is forgiveness is an attribute of the strong, meaning it takes strength. And so
that's
when you
right.
think that there has been an offense to us, that will often weaken us. So if forgiveness is an attribute of the strong and we were weakened in the process, then you realize that it is, yes, indeed, a process, because we must regain our strength if the forgiveness mm. is really has got integrity. It is actually reestablishing an integrity mm-hmm. within ourselves so that we can mm-hmm. offer that, definitely.
Well, and I think also I'd like to just bring in another element right now, which is we don't forgive because we're supposed to or we have to or, you know, to be a nice person in society. We forgive because of what happens to us internally if we don't. When we are harmed, when something happens that is harmful to us and we have a response to that and we're angry, we're resentful, we feel vengeful, all of that ties up our energy and it almost corrodes us from within. I'm sure our listeners can think of examples of people that they've known that literally cannot move on in their life because they are so they're held ensnared or entrapped by this feeling of having been wronged.
Yes, it definitely has a sort of a contracting quality to it. You
mm-hmm.
know, the process of being offended, of an act against oneself where we feel harmed, or if we're feeling angry or resentful, we can feel that we're pinched off, that we're actually held back in a way. And I know we'll be talking quite a bit about momentum and the freedom that we experience from that process. I find it, I always love the way words, especially a word like forgiveness, where the word give is in the middle, And if we look up that word forgiveness or even the prefix for, it's derived from the old French, which I find interesting, of hors, like hors d'oeuvre, which means outside of the main course. So forgiveness means it is outside of giving, or it has got to, there is a purpose or a need that must be accomplished in order for us to give. And so I think it again leads us to this process, this idea that forgiveness is a process, and it is a giving to ourselves, a certain sense of freedom, of alleviation from anger, because in the end, as you say, it's toxic, and it can only bring us down in the end.
That's right. And part of the key to successful forgiveness, if we can describe it that way, is to forgiving doesn't mean papering over the pain that you've suffered. You recognize the pain, you honor the pain, yes, but you don't let it define you. You don't let it control you. And that's the empowering part. That's the healing and being able to move on. And I think I'm probably going to say this several times during this month, but I think of the phrase, lest we forget, right? Mm-hmm. That it's important to remember certain types of harm that have been done, that have been created, but we have to be able to also function and move on at the same time. So it's not a forgetting.
Indeed. It is about reestablishing momentum and the capacity to expand and move on, right? To find a mm-hmm. flow within our lives and not be tripped up consistently mm-hmm. by another. And as you say again, that I know we'll come back to many times, which is in a sense giving someone else the power to define your life. So it is really a process. Well, Dorothy, we're going to go to a break and come back and talk a bit about what forgiveness is not. I find often it helps when we really want to get to this answering what is forgiveness. It's good to talk about what forgiveness is not. So let's cover that as soon as we get back after these messages. We'll be right back.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Tune into the wisdom of your soul for guidance on living a joyful life. On Soul Wisdom Radio, Wendy will provide inspiration to raise your vibration and connect with your higher self and guides. Learn how to balance your ego and to progress spiritually on Soul Wisdom Radio with Wendy Rose Williams. Visit WendyRoseWilliams.com or Transformation Talk Radio to learn more about a healing session with Wendy and her events and publications.
Now you can be a part of one of the most powerful programs to help create a more joyful, loving, abundant, and peaceful world. Every day at 12 noon in any time zone, join millions of other people around the world to spend a few minutes in joy, love, and gratitude. Brought to you by Robert Schoenfeld, host of the Art of Powerful Living Radio. Together, we can raise the vibration of the planet. For more information, visit globalmomentofjoy.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you.
Tune in the first and third Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. My name is Steve Kramer, and I'm joined by my co-host, Dr. Dorothy Riddle. Dorothy, before we get back into our discussion of forgiveness, let's mention a bit about our educational nonprofits and this relationship that we have formed in Spirit Fire Radio. Would you like to begin?
Sure, Steve. And listeners, this is a conscious collaboration between our two organizations. I am with the School for Esoteric Studies, and you can find out more about us at esotericstudies.net. We provide training for persons who want to deepen their spiritual practice. We do that through meditation, study, and service. This collaboration has grown out of our consciously looking for other like-minded organizations that want to work together towards the common good. And it's been a real joy to collaborate with Spirit Fire. And again, you can find out more about the School for Esoteric Studies at esotericstudies.net.
Beautiful. Yes, wonderful website with lots of really amazing information. And indeed, Dorothy, it has been a joy to be collaborating with the School for Esoteric Studies. Spirit Fire is an educational nonprofit as well. Our focus is on educating people on the importance of consciousness and awareness and really finding ways to integrate spirituality into the everyday life. We do that through online programs and an online meditation practice called the Practice of Living Awareness. You can find out more about that and our retreat center in Western Massachusetts at spiritfire.com. And it has just been a lovely co-creation, Spirit Fire Radio, and that is really the essence of being here, right, Dorothy? It sounds so simple, mm-hmm. but we co-create. You know, that is what comes naturally to us. And in our discussions about forgiveness, you know, we really have to remember that is the source of really our divine essence, is tapping into this idea that we are all part of a larger creative endeavor that's called consciousness, that's called life. And when we pinch ourselves off from others, we really are limiting our capacity to co-create. And so forgiveness is a really important element within the spiritual path. I think of the quote, Dorothy, that we hear all the time. I think it's probably the first quote I ever heard about forgiveness, which is, "To err is human and to forgive divine." And that really says it all. You know, we are humans. We err. That is how we learn. We often learn by making mistakes. And if we didn't forgive each other, goodness, this world would just be one big circulating ball of tension and of resentment. And so forgiveness is as natural as erring, and it is a pathway to, indeed, to the divine. But we've got to learn about it. We've got to learn how to do it. We've got to learn how to receive it. We've got to get to the bottom of it, which is what this month of November is going to be all about. So, Dorothy, before the break, we said we were going to talk about what forgiveness is not.
Yes.
Would you like to offer two ideas?
Yes, I'd like to dive right into that. And I first want to just underscore what you were saying, Steve, that that one of the keys to a full life is recognizing our shared humanity with others, and the fact that we ourselves learn through making mistakes, and so do others, and so we share that with others. But there are a couple of things that have gotten attached to the idea of forgiveness that really don't belong there, that are not forgiveness. One of them is condoning what happened. That is, failing to recognize that the action is wrong, but just kind of sweeping it under the rug and saying, oh, yeah, that's fine, no problem. And, of course, one of the ways that we do this condoning, is through creating moral equivalencies that are inappropriate.
See a lot of that these days, huh?
Yes, yes. Another is excusing the offender and not holding them responsible. So if I forgive you, it doesn't mean that you are not responsible for the consequences of your action and that you don't need to deal with that yourself. So forgiveness is not excusing. It's also not forgetting the offense as though it had never happened. And that, I think, is a real biggie. I link that back to the lest we forget comment. It has happened. It needs to be recognized. The harm that it created needs to be recognized and healed.
Unless we really nominate it, you know, unless we really say it and bring it forward, as you say, those are, in my mind, quite related. This idea of sometimes forgiveness being condoning by saying, oh, it's okay. And we know that happens all the time where, oh, we'll just want to take the easy route, or we won't want to create friction. And we just say, oh, that's all right, you know, or I forgive you for that, where actually there was an offense committed and it was wrong. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I find, we'll get to this later, I'm sure, but in depth, which is naming the offense, you know, mm-hmm. along with a forgiveness. So, because another thing that's consistent in life is change and evolution. Mm-hmm. And so unless we actually name it and we hold it in the light and we present it and say, this was the offense, or you did this, right? And mm-hmm. you are responsible mm-hmm. for this, we can forgive them. We may never see change, because really that human being could go on and think, oh, well, all right, I got away with that, I can do it again.
Yes,
and
exactly.
We'll never see evolution happen then. We'll just perpetuate the problem, right?
Right, right. And then one other thing is that forgiveness, at least between persons, is not about pardon. You know, the concept of pardon is really a societal concept. And so if someone has done something that's illegal, it has offended us or harmed us in the process of doing something illegal, we don't have the authority to pardon the offender. But, you know, Steve, I think it may be helpful just to take a moment to say what forgiveness is, now that we've mentioned some of the things that forgiveness is not. And we've mentioned some of these already. It does take time. It does not happen immediately. Forgiveness is a process of healing, and you don't heal in an instant. It requires conscious effort. It's not something that just, you know, happens.
And Dorothy, I just want to – I'm lonely to laugh there, because isn't that a bit of the rub? Right, that it takes effort. You feel like this offense happened to me, and now I've got to do this work.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
That's a
rub, and boy,
and that's,
have I been there? Yeah, the resentment about having to do the work can be as corrosive as the original resentment. Yes.
Right. And that talk speaks again to this idea of that forgiveness is an attribute of the strong, and that mm-hmm. it takes work. And so I think there's something that we will again explore. Pardon us, listeners, if Dorothy and I keep saying this, because we want you to know that this is going to be a month-long topic, and there's so much to discuss. Is mm-hmm. is that it is really about coming to an understanding. And that is a mental process. You know, it is really about working through something. And so I just laugh at that when you say it requires conscious effort, that constant rub of you think, really, you did this to me and now I've got to do the work. But, you know, that is really called being human, right?
So another characteristic is that true forgiveness is unconditional. When you forgive, it's freely given. And it's not a I forgive you if you do blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Either you forgive or you don't. And if you choose to forgive, you need to be able to do it in a way that's permanent. It's not a I forgive you right now, but oh, no, I've changed my mind. I'm not forgiving you.
Or when it works for me, I'm going to bring that up again.
Right. I'm going to stick it to you again. Exactly. Once it's done, it's done. It's over.
Yeah.
But here is a point that I think is really critical for people to keep in mind. Forgiveness does not have to include reconciliation. I can forgive someone and never want to be with them again. Never want to interact with them again. And that's okay. That's okay. The fact that I forgive someone does not mean that now all of a sudden I need to be buddy-buddy with them.
And Dorothy, not only is that just okay, that's brilliant. Right? That you don't have to be around them again. That's the joy
that's
of
right.
freedom, right? Is you
that's
get
right.
to choose. You're free in every way, right?
That's right. And so if you reconcile, that's a separate decision. And I think that that's an important element to keep in mind. That, and in fact, there may be a whole process that is more conditional about the restoration of the relationship. That okay, because one of the things that happens when harm is committed is a breaking of trust.
Yes.
And so you don't just say, okay, fine, now I trust you. You know, we're back together. The reconciliation process itself takes some additional work. But the forgiveness is the first step.
When I was doing research and for this show, I was just looking at some articles about relationships and what makes really strong relationships. There was a great article about what makes really strong relationships. And they said the writer said, so many people said, everybody says communication is the key to relationships. And all of them, the word that came up for all of them is respect. You know, that respect is the most important thing in a relationship, because once you lose respect, it's really hard to get that back. And so it's that just came to mind with this idea of reconciliation and trust. Trust and respect are so linked. So it really is a process. And then it becomes, if you're going to continue the relationship, how do we build from this point where we left off, from almost a neutral place, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Hey, Dorothy, well, listen, we're already at another break. So,
oh, my goodness.
I know. When we get back, we're going to talk more about forgiveness, the benefits of forgiveness. We'll be back in a moment.
Winning at the game of money. Lynn Brown is now offering Full Spectrum Finance, a progressive 12-month program that will help you to navigate through the mechanics of financial expansion. Finally, a financial planner who looks at the full spectrum of money and abundance. Engage you in the mental, physical, and energetic aspects of finance. This is Full Spectrum Finance. Are you ready to get into it? For more information, go to fullspectrumfinance.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit glennarice.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Welcome back to Spirit Fire Radio. Dorothy and I have been talking about forgiveness, and it's already been a wonderful conversation, and it is a conversation that will continue for the next many episodes. All through the month of November, we are going to dive deep into forgiveness and why it is essential, why it is a part of the fabric of our human relationship, and how it helps us really get to know ourselves, get to know others, and move on from offenses that we that we've experienced. Dorothy, before the break, we were talking about a bit of what is and what is not forgiveness. So perhaps why would we forgive? You know, we sort of know the what is it. So why? Why would we forgive? And if I may, I'd just love to start off with a simple example, because, you know, we can think of forgiveness certainly when we talk about crimes, or we talk about really offenses, even illegal offenses, as we started the show talking about all of these examples of sexual harassment that have come to light, and that it really seems on a societal, actually on a human scale, we are really being held accountable. And I think social media, I think this idea that we've all got cameras and recording devices, we're just watching each other so closely, we can scrutinize and we can really examine each other's behaviors, each other's intentions. And it's really been amazing to watch the ways in which people are being held accountable for offenses or crimes against one another. But we all experience, you know, these little injustices on a day-to-day level. And I was just sort of imagining a friend of mine, back when I was living in New York City. We had our favorite coffee shop on the corner that we always went to, and there was a barista there that offended my friend. You know, he said, "I'm not going back in there until he apologizes to me. Well, you know, what he did was so wrong," and he was just so angry. And that was it. We could never go back in there. And I really loved our time together at this coffee shop. I loved the coffee shop. It had beautiful light. It was a great environment. But just because this one barista, you know, crossed my friend, and I didn't think it was intentional, it was just a whole thing. But what it shows is that this idea of of conditions. We place conditions. I will never go back into that coffee shop until this barista apologizes. Well, you're not even in there anymore, so how can the person apologize to you? You don't even know if they still work there. And my friend and I, we both sort of lost out on beautiful times. We never really found another coffee shop that we liked as much as this one. And the environment, the music, just is, it was practical, a practical place where we could go. And so what I'm getting at is that, you know, when we hold resentment or we pinch ourselves off or we really place conditions in something just as tiny as someone cutting you off in your car or cutting your car off, you know, and you get so angry at them. And for the next 15 minutes, you're not even seeing the world around you. You're just experiencing this anger and resentment and you want to get them back or you want some justice. And, you know, we cut ourselves off. We cut ourselves off from joy and we allow someone else to sort of dictate our world. And it just gets in the way. So forgiveness is so important. So I find that the benefits of forgiveness is just getting back to the process of our life and not being distracted, not allowing, first of all, our, you know, our mind and emotions to be distorted, but really to allow someone to have the power over our daily choices.
I would agree, Steve, that I think it is important for us to recognize that there are a range of situations in which the issue of forgiveness comes in, and they're related to the type of offense that occurs. I mean, sometimes people offend us because of the way that we interpret what they've done, right? They didn't set out to offend us. They may be startled by the fact that we took offense. So that's one kind of scenario. But at another extreme, you have the scenario where the offender sets out purposely
yes,
to be violent, to be harmful, to be abusive. And while they may think it's okay, a third party looking at the encounter would say, absolutely, this is violence, this is abuse. And so I think that we need to keep in mind that continuum, you know what I mean? That in the first situation, it's really a matter of our internal choice of how we are going to interpret the situation to ourselves, and are we going to cause ourselves to cut off, to pinch down or whatever because of taking offense. That, I think, is different from a situation where there is almost at a soul level a potential destruction of trust because of being so badly treated by another person.
But in that, I would say that there is still, I suppose what I was getting at is that there is a full range and mm-hmm. no comparison to a crime committed against someone. But in both instances, there is a pinching off, right? There is a mm-hmm. there is a contraction that happens within someone and the fullness of their being and the capacity for them to receive the fullness of their right. experience in the world becomes limited. And so the right. process of forgiveness becomes a process of understanding. Now, in the silly example of my friend where you just go, come on, this is really about you just getting to understand yourself, that you know, you're looking for people to blame, you're probably angry about something much bigger than this, and you just want to express anger. And your process is really an internal process of just coming to understand not only the situation, but your response to situations. Whereas someone who has been – a crime has been committed against them and someone has purposefully victimized them, then it becomes this process of understanding humanity understanding what will forgiveness provide me, and can I even begin to include that person in anything involving me and group? Meaning, if I'm going to be a part of society and you're still a part of society, well, can I reconcile that, right? Becomes a bigger process. Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, what it reminds me of, Steve, is a scenario that I think I've actually shared with our listeners in a different month. But the scenario was when my mother was living in the Upper West Side of New York City, and she was walking home middle of the day from a church service, actually on a Sunday, and a man grabbed her, dragged her into the bushes, and at knife point raped her. And when she was talking with me about the situation, and she and I, one of the things that we shared that was very meaningful was our own spiritual practices. And she said, what I did when I was lying there was I just kept saying, I will not let you turn me into someone who is fearful or hateful. I will not allow this experience to define me. I will not allow me to, you know, you get the gist of what she was
right.
saying.
In a sense, I will not allow your hatred to become my own and your fear right. to become my own.
And to define me and to create right. So she was actually going through that process that we describe yes. as forgiveness. She wasn't saying this is okay. And they never actually caught the man. I mean, there wasn't a happy ending in that kind of sense. But she came out of that in a whole way that many people are not able to. I don't even know if I could emerge from that immediate situation in the way in which she did. I was very struck by that. I learned a lot from that situation.
Indeed.
And the way she handled it. She never said it was okay. It wasn't okay that he did it. But she was not going to let it define her.
Right.
So from that point of view, you know, our interpretation, how we approach situations does affect the extent to which we get pinched down, so to speak.
Yes. Yes.
But what's interesting to me, Steve, is that there have been studies now showing that studying people who go through the process of forgiveness and showing that it has an actual impact on physical health, that it lowers our blood pressure, and it also, when people hold on to a resentment or, you know, to that pain, that their immune system becomes compromised and they're more likely to become ill. So it's not just that, you know, we have more energy and we can be happier in the world. It's actually really important for our health.
Right.
We to learn how to forgive.
Pinched off in a way physiologically. I also find it interesting. I always sort of love to bring energy medicine into the talk, because the blood pressure and the immune system are aspects vibrationally of the heart chakra. The heart chakra rules the immune system and the circulatory system. And so you can see that when we forgive, we talk about really reestablishing unity and trust, and that forgiveness really brings us to the heart. And so it's interesting that it would have, you know, these effects on aspects of our physiology that pertain to the heart center. So definitely when we forgive, it's as if our heart is set free. And when we cannot forgive, we can see that we have, in a sense, a bit of a broken heart, just as your mom said, you know, I will not let this person, in a sense, break my heart and not allow me to trust or have relationships that are open with other human beings as a result of this. Very powerful. Forgiveness is awesome.
Yeah. Well, and my experience with friends of mine is if someone is saying that they can't forgive something, usually it's because they think that if they forgive, they are condoning. They're saying it's okay that it happened.
Right.
And that's where, you know, I think the process, it's certainly going on here in Canada. It's going on in a number of countries, the truth and reconciliation process, that first you have to name what happened. You have to recognize the harm that was done. That's the truth part. And then you can talk, when you can then release, you can talk about whether or not it's possible now to have a restoration of relationship.
Quite the process, quite the process. Dorothy, listen, we're at another break.
Okay.
Yes, we come back. We'll wrap up our first show on forgiving and just talk a little bit about what happens when we don't want to forgive your friends that said, I'm just not going to forgive. And, you know, how can we get beyond that? What are the signs of that? And how can we get beyond it before we say goodbye? We'll be right back after these messages.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Isn't it time to put your health first, to give yourself the gift of whole body wellness? What if embracing unconditional love and self-care was the first step to wellness? Could you honor that for yourself? My name is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio and the author of Rewired Life, A Journey to Untangle Chronic Pain and Endometriosis. In my book, I share how I healed from 17 years of chronic pain and disease. Get your signed copy at audreymichelle.com/book, spelled MICHEL.com/book.
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship, this hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
welcome back, listeners, as we wrap up our first show on forgiveness. Dorothy and I were talking about the consequences of not forgiving just before the break, and it made me think of a Chinese proverb that says, if you're going to pursue revenge, you'd better dig two graves, which basically means, you know, your resentments can destroy you. As you said earlier, Dorothy, right? It can be toxic to hold on to resentment, to hold on to anger, or even to hold on to guilt and shame. And I bring that up because next week's show is going to be about forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. And I find so often, especially within healing as an energy healing practitioner, goodness gracious, you know, the healing has got to always start within ourselves in any kind of healing. We first have to look within, and then we can deal with the outer symptoms. You know, it's often what's going on within. So oftentimes there's shame and guilt that we sometimes need to look at if within the process. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And one of the challenges is, I don't know about our listeners or about you, Steve, but I know for myself that I've been in situations where I feel another party has purposely been hurtful to me, and I want to make them suffer.
You know? Really, Dorothy?
You can hear the energy there. Yeah. Yes. It's like, I suffered, you're going to suffer. But the thing is, if I hold on to that, I'm the one that keeps suffering. And the other person, part of what's irritating is to watch the other person blissfully go on with their life, right? And I'm the one that's suffering. I'm the one that's left holding the bag, so to speak. And so that's where I think it's so important to think about forgiveness as a gift to ourselves. I mean, it is a freely given gift to somebody else if we say to them, I forgive you. But before that, there is the gift to ourselves of releasing the resentment, of releasing the need for vengeance, because it chews up inside.
Yes. And, you know, I can only speak for myself, and it's why I love doing this show, Dorothy, with you, because we're often, you and I are often very different creatures. You know, we respond and react in very different ways to the world around us, but yet we're guided by many of the same principles. And so I love always hearing your point of view, and I love hearing that you're just going to go out there and get your enemies. For me, I'm always, what always sticks with me is, why can't I forgive them? So I take it on personally, almost like a guilt or a shame that I can't get over this, you know. Why can't I see through this? Why can't I get beyond this? And it becomes more about my own internal process. And so, you know, which is equally as toxic and as would put one in the grave as well, you know. And the idea of revenge, I know when I feel that, when I kind of get deeper beneath it, I usually realize that it's just covering up the hurt that someone actually crossed me. And why would they do that? You know, what have I done to deserve that? Or if I did nothing to do that, to deserve that, what's wrong with humanity? You know, what's wrong with people? Why would somebody do that? And why am I a part of this? So it's so complex, is it not?
It is, and it's interesting that you go there. I go there sometimes, but I've been in my life in some what I would think of as lightning rod situations where people who were feeling insecure or knew that they were not performing properly chose to take it out on me. And so I've been in a situation of being scapegoated, publicly scapegoated. And it's it doesn't feel justified at all. And it's very painful. And so what I've recognized over time is I can remove myself from the situation so that I'm not, you know, interacting with it. But unless I actually release it, unless I actually forgive, and I'm not saying that I seek the people out and I forgive them directly, but unless I can release all of the hurt and pain and resentment that's tied up, I am not able to embrace life fully. And so I am the one that suffers.
Beautifully said.
I suffered. Yeah, and that's also part of the, you were saying earlier, Steve, about, you know, having to do the work. You know, it's like you have to do the work twice, yes. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to suffer twice, yes.
Well, and when it's an injustice, like just in the example you gave, that's when it gets really tricky, right? Because goodness, do you have to get so elevated, right? You've got to have such a high perspective to really forgive and move on and trust that the next scenario, the next person is going to live up to their potential and is going to, you know, do right by themselves and right by you, right by their responsibility. So that word again, responsibility and justice. You said something about justified. It wasn't justified. I'll tell you, when I feel that revenge, it's when something's unjust. So you made me tap into that sort of where my daggers come out too. You know, I'm not always the, what happened to me? Why? But when it comes to justice, I too get those daggers. Well, Dorothy, you know, we are finished with our first show. We're going to have to wrap it up. It's been really a lovely conversation. And listeners, we've got so many great perspectives on forgiveness coming up. Next week, we're going to talk about forgiving ourselves and forgiving others and that really fine line and interesting relationship between the two. Dorothy, anything before we wrap up?
No, I'm really enjoying this conversation, Steve, so I look forward to next week. I think it is I'm glad we have a whole month to talk about it, because it's not a straightforward topic. It's a complex topic.
Indeed. All right, listeners, we hope to see you next week on Spirit Fire Radio. Thanks, Dorothy, and thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for listening to Spirit Fire Radio. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern, for your weekly guide to purposeful living and practical spirituality. Join hosts Steve Kramer and Dorothy Riddle as they shine the light on universal spiritual principles and uncover ways that ageless wisdom can guide you in cultivating consciousness in your everyday life. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio. To learn more, visit spiritfireradio.com.